There are two main talking points out of this: Kevin Durant's injury, but and also the way Nick Nurse and the Raptors managed that the end of that fourth quarter. What did you see, you know, from your point of view as a former NBA assistant? And I don't know if you'd necessarily call it second guessing, but if he had a redo, do you think Nick Nurse might have done things a little differently?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me, first off. Secondly, I'm not sure he would have done anything differently. I'm not a fan of making that timeout the biggest talking point, because I think you can argue both ways. I think he felt like his guys needed a quick blow. On the other end, it felt like the Raptors had so much momentum. Maybe they were a play away from making the Warriors call a timeout, and Kawhi had it going. But he made a call to give his guys a quick rest, try and get a good set out of timeout. And, you know, if Kawhi makes that shot, I'm not sure we're having the same discussion. Raptors still had a lot of opportunities to make plays. I think it did give the Warriors a little bit of time to catch their breath because they were definitely on their heels. But I'm not sure he's going to be second-guessing himself in the sense that he made the call because he felt like they could get it done, and they just didn't. You know, they were still a play away. That's the thing to me. So they just didn't complete the plays they needed to make. I don't think he'd redo it again.
It's interesting, you know, following you on Twitter. I mean, people asked you on Twitter about Nick Nurse's timeout, and I loved your take. You said, "I'm sorry, but that game was too good to go with. Nurse shouldn't have called the timeout." And to clarify, I mean, that shouldn't be the main takeaway. You can argue it gave Kawhi a chance to get a quick blow. You can argue it let the Warriors get out of a frantic state. I think there was more to the game, but that's just me. I got the impression, Steve, watching that game, and especially the fourth quarter last night, there was an awful lot of stuff that went on, wasn't there, in that fourth quarter?
Oh, yeah. That was a great game. I think I tweeted during the game, even the goaltends were dramatic. Yes. That was a phenomenal championship-level game that we just got. And I think that there was just so much more to it than just a timeout. I mean, both teams going back and forth, throwing haymakers. I mean, you think about that run that Kawhi had, that unfortunately is probably going to get buried, but it felt like it was time. Like that's a legacy historic type run, and the Warriors answered it. And it was such a great game from everything you would want as a basketball fan. And, you know, I think we could just really appreciate that and continue to discuss it.
You know, and it's interesting, too. I mean, KD's out on the floor in the first quarter. And, of course, we're talking about the three-pointers he makes. But one thing I thought was noticeable, and you touched on it as well, to me it was pretty clear that that Golden State was just more comfortable defensively with him out there, which probably shouldn't surprise us because he's such a great player. But it's almost as if there was a freer flow to their defensive game with him there. You almost got the impression that guys weren't sort of taking that quick look over their shoulders to make sure that somebody else was in the other spot. You almost got the impression it was like second nature, which, you know, I guess would make sense because he is such a great player. But I just think, Steve, sometimes we underestimate the importance of a great player defensively, not just offensively. Because, like, I always used to, you know, Jordan was best player I've seen, great player. But Jordan could play defense every now and then, too. People just didn't want to talk about it because he was, you know, doing 360-degree dunks and stuff like that. But Jordan could play defense, too.
Oh, yeah, he definitely could. And that impact that KD had, it kind of went away once he left, obviously, on the offensive end. But defensively, they just had so much more of a zip. They were anticipating. They felt more comfortable helping and recovering and switching. And they tried to do it later on in the game, and they still did it. But, you know, you could see it was different. They had to send more help. They gave up more buckets on Lowry blowing by Cousins. So that lift they got kind of went away. And that's why this series is still so interesting to me, because if you're a Raptors fan, the Raptors just have to keep doing what they're doing. And I know that sounds boring, but they've just got to find a way to keep the Warriors under wraps and continue to play with that poise and composure they have all postseason.
You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about KD and the fact that he is now, you know, he is going to be out the series again. I mean, look, we saw last night, you know, Steve Kerr managed to get minutes out of Boogie Cousins. I mean, I thought it was all coming apart at the end on him. You know, look, the Raptors starting five is better right now than Golden State starting five with Kevin with Kevin out. What options does Steve Kerr have here to force a game seven? Like, is Boogie Cousins, Steve, enough of a player that he can make a difference? Because it seems to me that he's probably, you know, he may be the guy that gets the first call this time with Kevin out. You know, Sean Livingston has been kind of unimpressive in this series. Quinn Cook, I don't mind having him out there for three. But, man, Boogie just seems to make stuff happen, good and bad.
That's the fascinating part of what's left of this series. The Warriors need Boogie Cousins to be great, to play at a high level, to be able to take this. And the problem is you can only have him out there for so long, for so many stretches to get the most out of him. The Warriors haven't found another big to truly be effective to really, you know, increase the impact that Cousins has, because you need Cousins offensively. He's a threat. The Raptors have to pay attention to him. You can put him in different places. So you need that defensively. The Raptors, you can see, they want to attack him. They want to play him off the floor because of the other options. The Warriors can't quite go small because they're too small against this Raptors team. Andrew Bogut can play good in 2 minute stretches, but the Raptors want him on the floor. Jordan Bell has the activity level that you would want, but he doesn't have the IQ defensively, or maybe not the trust to execute it over long stretches. And Looney only has one arm. So it's a little bit of an issue for the Warriors because they need Cousins, but they don't have anything behind it. And that's the biggest thing for the Raptors, is just to continue to do what you do. Now, for the Warriors, they have to find something. I mean, just from their perspective, to win this series, they've got to find something, not just Boogie playing well. They've got to find something to put doubt in Toronto's head. Because even during this whole run, Toronto was still doing the things they do defensively, still trying to execute offensively. They haven't had that moment this series where, uh-oh, we have to change something.